Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, February 2nd, 2012. Ban Ki-moon meets with Palestinians and Israeli leaders in Jerusalem and Ramallah, and an elderly woman is injured after settlers stone her car. These stories and more coming up, so stay tuned. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told the visiting United Nations Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon that Israel will continue the construction of settlements and that any chances for construction freeze would only be possible through direct peace negotiations. Netanyahu said that Israel will not agree to a settlement freeze as a, quote, precondition for the resumption of peace talks, unquote. His statements come during a press conference held on Wednesday afternoon with Ban Ki-moon after the two leaders concluded their meeting. Ban Ki-moon urged Israel to halt its settlement activities and stated that he informed Netanyahu that settlement construction does not help advance the peace process and that Tel Aviv must cease the constructions. On Wednesday evening, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas stated during a press conference held in Ramallah with Ban Ki-moon that the Palestinian leadership seeks a comprehensive peace agreement with Israel but will not accept to hold talks while Tel Aviv continues its settlement activities in the occupied territories. President Abbas said, quote, "This peace must be based on the two-state solution by ending the Israeli occupation in all of occupied territories, including the Jordan Valley and East Jerusalem, the capital of our future state." Unquote. In related news, a cabinet resolution approved on Sunday granted various housing benefits to people living in national priority areas, many of which are settlements. The Israeli cabinet has since amended the resolution to not include 70 settlements, unless specifically approved by the Defence Minister, and is targeted to exclude those settlements from housing benefits granted to national priority building areas. In other news, a Palestinian medical sources reported that a Palestinian woman was seriously injured after a number of fundamentalist Israeli settlers hurled stones at her vehicle on Yitzhak Nablus Road in the northern part of the West Bank. Meysa Abdul Majid, 60 years old, was in a vehicle driving in the area when the settlers hurled stones at her car, causing an injury to her head. She was moved to the Rafidiya Government Hospital in Nablus. Meysa is from Sura village west of Nablus city. Researcher Riyad Al-Ashkar, specialised in detainees' affairs, stated in a report that Israeli soldiers arrested more than 320 Palestinians in numerous parts of the West Bank, the Gaza Strip and East Jerusalem during the month of January. Four elected legislators, 53 children, 8 women and 1 former detainee were among those arrested. He added that Israel rearrested the 4 elected legislators, including the head of the Legislative Council, Dr. Aziz Dawik, and imprisons them under administrative detention orders. 27 legislators and 3 ministers are currently imprisoned by Israel. That's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Thursday, February 2nd daily roundup of news from the occupied Palestinian territories. We hope that you'll join us again tomorrow. This has been brought to you by Sam Cassis and me, William Gibson.